New bomb blast in Austin, Texas.
We're working under the belief that they are connected.
Will President Trump fire the special counsel?
That would be the beginning of the end of his presidency.
Your information used for political gain.
The company itself was founded on using Facebook data.
This is the CBS World News Roundup, presented by TheraWorks Relief.
Good morning, I'm Steve Kathan. It's happened again in Austin, Texas. For the fourth time in recent weeks, a bomb has gone off. This time, two people were hurt. Earlier, three package bombs killed two people and injured others. Brian Manley is the police chief.
It is very possible that this device was a device that was activated by someone either handling, kicking, or coming in contact with a tripwire that activated the device.
CBS's Omar Villafranca is covering.
Heavy police presence here in this neighborhood. The entrances are all blocked here. No one in, no one out. Residents are on a virtual lockdown. And they're doing that because they're still investigating the blast site right now. And they're also trying to make sure that there are no more explosives in this neighborhood.
Crystal Offit lives in that area.
It's a real situation now. It's not, you know, oh, don't touch any packages. It's like, no, seriously, like if you see anything weird and, you know, stressing it to your children.
And some who weren't home at the time can't return for now.
I can't even get to my laptop at work to tell my manager I can't come into work because I'm not going to get any sleep.
Reward money for information leading to an arrest now tops $100,000. The latest word from a White House lawyer is President Trump is not considering firing Russia special counsel Robert Mueller. Live now to White House correspondent Stephen Portnoy.
After the Friday night firing of Deputy FBI Director Andrew McCabe, the president's private lawyer said it's time for the Justice Department to shut down the Russia investigation. Just end it, John Down wrote in an email to news organizations, citing recent revelations that the probe was, quote, based upon a fraudulent and corrupt dossier. But last night, White House lawyer Ty Cobb clarified the president is not considering or discussing the firing of the special counsel. Mr. Trump has begun to call out Robert Mueller by name on Twitter, saying his investigative team is comprised of, quote, 13 hardened Democrats, some big, crooked Hillary supporters, and zero Republicans. Mueller is himself a Republican, and he was appointed by the deputy attorney general, also a Republican. Steve?
Well, it turns out information from millions of Facebook users was co-opted for political purposes without consent. CBS's Jeff Pagaz says it was accessed by a firm whose clients included the Trump campaign.
We were able to get upwards of 50 million Facebook records in the span of a couple months.
Christopher Wiley is a former employee for Cambridge Analytica. He says the company was founded on using Facebook data for political influence.
It allowed us to move into the hearts and minds of American voters.
In a statement, Facebook revealed that Cambridge Analytica had obtained user information, including interests, likes, and political leanings. Wiley alleges the user data was then given to political campaigns to exploit what we knew about them and target their inner demons.
Overseas, correspondent Elizabeth Palmer is in Moscow, where Russian President Vladimir Putin won a fourth term, capturing some 76% of the votes.
The majority of Russians willingly cast ballots for the man they believe restored stability to Russia. After his big win, President Putin directly addressed Britain's accusation that he was behind the poisoning of the Russian exile Sergei Skripal with nerve agent. It was rubbish, he said. Putin's campaign spokesman actually thanked Britain for helping Putin win. Whenever Russia's accused of something, he said, the people gather around the center of power, which is, of course, Vladimir Putin.
President Trump goes to New Hampshire today, a state he once called a drug-infested den, to tout his plan to tackle the opioid crisis. Live now to CBS's Vicky Barker.
That plan includes enforcing the death penalty for the worst drug traffickers, cutting the number of opioid prescriptions by a third over 3 years, expanding treatment programs, and supporting research to develop non-addictive pain therapies. What officials who've briefed the media have not said is how much this will cost and where the money's going to come from. One senior administration official telling CBS News the White House is negotiating with Congress on that. Steve?
Emerging documents detail more of the concerns several people had about the man now charged with the Florida school massacre. CBS's Jim Taylor says it was concern that was not acted on.
School officials were so concerned about the accused shooter's mental health that counselors and a deputy wanted Nicholas Cruz forcibly committed for mental evaluation. David Weinstein, former federal prosecutor in Florida.
There would have been a record that would have required him to answer yes to a certain question on the firearms purchase form that everyone's required to fill out before they purchase a gun. Had he answered yes to that question, he would have been prohibited from purchasing a firearm.
The resource officer who recommended that Cruz be committed, Scott Peterson, the same deputy who resigned amid accusations he failed to respond to the shooting.
In Monroe County, Mississippi, a 13-year-old girl has died of a gunshot wound to the head. Police say her 9-year-old brother shot her in an argument over a video game controller. Over the weekend, federal agents found a 16-year-old Pennsylvania girl who vanished with a 45-year-old man 2 weeks ago. They were picked up in Playa del Carmen, Mexico. She's back home with her family. The man is in custody. CBS's Bill Rakoff has the results of a new study that could cause parents of teens to ask more questions before their kids head off with friends.
33% of recent high school graduates in the Colorado State study report riding with an impaired driver at least once in the previous year. In addition, the survey shows that young adults are more likely to ride with a driver impaired by marijuana than a driver who is drunk.
A Cirque du Soleil performer fell to his death during a show over the weekend in Tampa. His hand slipped off a ring during an aerial stunt, and he fell more than 20 feet. Well, Sunday was a day of bracket busters in the NCAA basketball tournament.
And another one is done! Xavier knocked out by Florida State!
That call on TNT, Xavier now joining fellow number one seed Virginia on the sidelines. Defending champ North Carolina was beaten by Texas A&M. Cincinnati was stunned by Nevada. And Michigan State was eliminated by Syracuse. Israel says diplomatic immunity was used by a man as a cover for gun running. Here's CBS's Robert Berger.
Israel has arrested a French consulate worker for allegedly smuggling weapons to the Palestinians. Israeli authorities say the French citizen bought 70 pistols and 2 assault rifles from dealers in Gaza and used a diplomatic vehicle to smuggle them to Palestinians in the West Bank. Israel called it a grave incident. The French embassy said it is cooperating with the investigation. Robert Berger, CBS News, Jerusalem.
Well, forecasters say the South could be in for some rough late winter weather today. Strong winds, damaging hail, even tornadoes are possible in parts of Mississippi, Alabama, Georgia, and Tennessee. Snow is possible in some mid-Atlantic states tonight into tomorrow. And that's the World News Roundup for Monday. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.